Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Wow. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew is a board certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Melinda Clark from the OC is here tonight.
Hello.
Thursday nights, 8 o'clock at, 8 and 9 o'clock on Fox. I was driving up, La Brea today, and I saw two OC big billboards just sort of stacked. Like one, and then two blocks later, the next billboard I saw another OC. Yeah, I don't know how any of that works, but point is
8 and 9 o'clock.
I think that's what they're doing for the summertime. Our finale was last week, so when they're repeating the entire season.
Give away the finale stoners.
No. The ones that T-voted and haven't watched yet.
Right.
That was a couple episodes ago, a couple weeks ago.
Oh, so I missed the finale.
Drew, Melinda's currently signing an autograph for Drew's daughter because everyone in the Pinsky family is a huge OC fan.
Especially the ones with 2X chromosomes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The dudes love it.
No.
I know. I enjoy the OC as well because I love that stuff. I mean, I used to watch Melrose Place all the time.
Knots Landing. You admit
I did. Dynasty.
Oh.
90210.
Falcon Crest.
Yeah, but I mean, seriously, like Melrose Place, there's, I hope, always going to be a place for that ilk of television or entertainment in our society. And I feel like OC is if that's as close a comparison as I can figure out. Do you have a better one?
I think it's all of those things, but it's a step further. Because it's not Aaron Spelling.
It's a bit further.
But that's what's great about our shows, because I think we all kind of miss the 90210 Melrose Place, and our audience is a little bit older. And that was kind of a surprise to have that many people watching it in that age range. So I guess it's okay for us to,
You're a Dana Point native, which is either in the O.C. or not too far from the O.C.
It's the O.C.
That's the O.C.
So she grew up right near where I kind of grew up.
We went to the same high school, we figured out.
No, I was the same beaches and stuff.
Same beaches. Yeah. Oh, we saw each other at a...
In the middle of the night in New York City.
in the morning.
Yeah, I heard. I was talking to Drew on the phone, and I'm very drunk, and Melinda Clark staggered up to Drew.
He says, "What are you doing? 3 o'clock in the morning. What do you think I'm doing?"
Yeah, having a good time, partying. Yeah. See, Drew.
I was pretty good. I was a little bit tired.
You maintained.
Drew's very sobering. He really is. Okay.
You probably haven't been drinking
coffee
at that point.
I just finished radio. I had to broadcast back here.
Right. Right.
Okay. So, What a job.
I never thought about that, but so whenever we're in New York, I was just there. We have to do the radio from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m., and then you get back to your hotel room at 3:45, and whoever's working the floor buffer over at the Riga Royal thing is like, Dr. Drew's an animal. This guy's coming in 3:45 every night.
But that's the problem.
He's got to have a couple bitches.
That's the problem with New York, though. You can always find a party at any time of the day.
That is a problem.
I was very happy to come home because of that.
And you just walk. I would just walk from the studio, CBS, just 3:30 in the morning, just chugging down the street. You got to walk. You got to walk with purpose, though, otherwise you will get rolled. But if we met
a carload of prostitutes that one night.
Yeah, we met a minivan full of prostitutes one night, and these were chicks that they looked like prostitute puppets that were sort of that. They were novel, I mean, it's huge eyelashes, if you were going to make a puppet prostitute, this is what huge hair and crazy. And they're all piled in this minivan. We're walking home about 3:15 in the morning, and they're like, "Yoo-hoo, fellas!" And Drew's like, "Those ladies require assistance." And he's like Clark Kent. He starts walking at them. He makes a sharp turn and starts heading for this van full of like a Puerto Rican prostitute.
How do you know they're women?
That's another good point. Yeah, well, prostitute does not necessarily mean woman.
Don't worry, yes. Adam intervened.
Okay.
I just grabbed Drew's arm, like, where are you going, Drew? And he's like, those ladies are in some form of jeopardy, and they require our assistance. I must intervene.
I must put on my blue tights.
That dark gentleman of leisure with the feathered cat and the crushed velvet duster also requires assistance.
Adam had the great intervention at that point, which was, look forward and keep walking.
Look forward,
just keep walking.
That's right.
What happened?
Yeah.
Street smarts.
He goes,
no, I
didn't. What do you think that was? I'm like, people are in hell. They need help. They said, help, help.
Yeah, what did they yell?
So, like, hey, they sort of looked like they were distressed.
They're like come flagging, here, help. Flagging us down at 3 in the morning, and Drew had never seen a prostitute. But have you ever seen movies that had prostitutes?
I guess, well, you know, I guess
so
not.
So naive.
Like
so, anyway. You know, it's where I really had to explain to him how things work. And
and here's the real comment.
Male and female genitalia.
I argued with you for a little bit.
I know.
It's like, what are you talking about? They need help.
When a daddy feels love for a woman, blood goes to his organ and it gets engorged with blood. And then he puts that in the mommy.
Oh, that's gross. I'm never going to do that.
How do you start that conversation?
That's
with
how
kids?
It goes.
You go,
how do you do it?
You go. They'll usually come up with something, and you go first. Check with them. Make sure what they're asking. You go. What do you really want to know? Just answer it, and then just ask again. Do you want to know more? And just keep going until they go, oh my god, enough.
I have a friend with the 5-year-old twins, the boys, and one of them asked her, did you long kiss daddy when you got married? And she said, well, yeah, it's my daddy. It's your daddy. It's my husband. Okay, let me ask you one more thing. Does he kiss your boobies? He's fine.
I know. That's why I'm not going to.
She didn't know what to say.
I don't want to
talk to
my kids.
You just got to go, matter of fact, you just got to go, well, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, really?
And then they'll
how about lying?
No,
I would have preferred if my parents lied to me about almost everything.
Not when you ask them a question. If you ask them a question, they just got to come back. Just the facts. Just the facts.
Right.
I remember my dad's...
But don't launch into anything.
The problem is this little boy, my daughter thinks is her boyfriend.
Ooh.
So we have to watch them.
My dad's first really crappy apartment in North Hollywood with the paper-thin walls, some chick... that lived in the unit next to my dad's just got the bejesus banged out of her all night one night.
Yeah.
And it just, she was like screaming. She was a screamer, obviously. I figured it. That, by the way, my only encounter with a moaner, by the way, when I was 8. So I haven't seen
since
him in
then,
my,
never
not
happened.
My adult life. Not a peep. Church mice since then. But, I had an ass full when I was 8. And this woman just, it was just all night. Like, I was up all night. She's like, oh. I was just like, just you know, this one, like, one of those nerds, you know, remember the nurses used to get like that kind of thing, you know, crazy, coked up, and she's just screaming. She's screaming all night, just like bellowing. And I'm like, Dad, this is. I sort of in my mind picture she impaled herself on something and was stuck. You know, like she was in her bathroom and fell on like a hot comb and it went through her sternum and she was just writhing in pain the entire night. You know, there's like whoever this dude, now I would have high-fived it there, like, whoa, what the hell? But this guy was giving her this shit all night, just bellowing all night. And I remember just saying to my dad, this woman, she's sick. She's ill. And then he snapped in that weird serious thing, like, son. And I was like, oh, no. Like, I knew immediately, oh, something. No. Okay, stop. See, that's that's the option.
You don't go into that mode. If you launch into, well, son, this is because a mommy loves a daddy and blah, blah, blah. Then the kids go, blah, 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 blah. I just want to know, do you kiss the boobies? That's all.
Right. Okay. You know? Well, all I'm saying is the kids need the ollie, ollie, oxen free. I mean, they need to be able to pull the plug
on the
question.
They need the safety word. The safe word.
Stop.
Safe word is like elephant.
Yeah, yeah. Because as it would go, like, daddy, this woman, this poor woman is sick. We have to call the hospital.
Well, son.
Elephant. Okay. Something weird and sexual is coming. All right. OC, everybody. Fox.
Hey, Drew.
Big hit. Coming back for a third season.
Yes. Why'd you pick elephant as the word?
That's just what popped into my head. Why? Did it mean something?
Like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, maybe Ricky Rackman was filling in for Adam, and he used the exact same word.
Weird.
As
How do you remember that?
Very strange. Because Danielle and I, the old screener, used to make fun of it all the time.
Oh, funny. Well,
creepy.
Please, Sean.
You want to explain everyone who Ricky Rackman is?
I remember.
He's selling cars.
Anderson, turn your mic down, please. Kelly.
Yes.
You're 20?
Yes, I'm 20.
What's up?
Well, I have a lot higher sex drive than my boyfriend, who is 24.
Mm-hmm.
And we're constantly having a fight with, I instigate it and I want it, and then he completely shoots me down. So the sex is great when we have it, it's just I'm definitely not having enough of it.
Are you running right now? Are you okay?
No.
It's horny all the time.
Drive.
Hey, is this a chick who lived next door to my dad in that crappy apartment? Maybe it's her offspring. Her horny offspring.
And so let me understand this. This is just, how long have you guys been together?
A year.
Mm. And it's been the same way all through that, most of that year?
No, the first 3 months were great because I, you know, it's new, it's interesting.
And how often are you doing it?
We do it maybe once, twice a week.
And what are you wanting?
Once a day, every other day, whenever, you know, a little bit more than we're having it.
A little bit more.
Once a day is not a little bit more.
Well, the thing is that when I pressure him for sex, then he completely shoots me down, doesn't want to do any of it, because then I make him feel inadequate.
All right, hold on a second.
Okay.
Kelly sounds a little nutty.
Mm-hmm.
Guys,
at least a little sort of wound up.
Yeah, well,
maybe not nutty.
Okay, wound up. Yeah. I'll explain this to Melinda, that guys feel, we don't necessarily recoil from the sex. We recoil from the nutty engine that's mm-hmm. pushing the sex.
Energy.
Like,
mm-hmm.
feels, chick feels, it's like when the chick says, like, come on, you know, call, you know, I want to call you daddy, or I want you to smack me in the ass or something. It's not that guys aren't into that, but it's like, ooh, something's nutty. Something's going on here.
Yeah.
And then when we sense nutty, all we want to do is sort of watch TiVo. You know what? Let me think on this for about 3 months.
Yeah.
Don't come near me. I got to think. Okay, oral. And, but that's it.
And is it also they feel like sort of taken out of the equation a little bit? Like mm-hmm. the girl's not attracted to him. She's just attracted, just that engine's just going off.
Her emotional needs.
Mm-hmm.
A little desperation.
Because guys don't mind desperation as long as they're triggering it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And also, guys are sort of, they're taken out of their, I don't know, I'm just thinking about boxing. They're taken out of their fight plan.
Yeah.
Like they're like an aggressive fighter. And they're used to just bullying people, and all of a sudden someone comes flying out at them, and they're against the ropes, and they don't know how to fight all of a sudden. They're out of their plan.
They don't know how to fight defensively, yes.
Right. We're used to moving forward. We're not used to stepping back and counterpunching.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when he asks us to do that, we just seize up.
Mm-hmm.
Does she just play it cool?
Well, here's part of the thing, Kelly, is that both Adam and I responded to something you said that I think you could pull off, which is doing things a little more. But doing things a little more is sort of agreeing how much a little more is, which is probably regularly twice a week, and then take the heat off the everyday thing. He's not up for that, and he feels inadequate because he's not up for it. He can't keep up with that pace.
Yeah, but that's compromising to his needs, but he's not compromising to my needs at all.
No, that's not compromising.
Right. Well, look, hold on. You're 20, you've been together for a year, you're way off in your sexual scheduling. Maybe just break it off.
There's that solution.
No, the thing is that I will go a week without.
Hold on, I'm going to scream yes like a parrot and see if I can make my point.
But it's like I'm having more of a relationship with my vibrator than I am my actual boyfriend.
You see, Kelly, we don't expect you to know your nuts, because nuts doesn't know nuts. That's part of the way you measure nuts.
Lack of insight.
If you know your nuts, how nutty can you be? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what's wrong with a woman having a higher sex drive than a man?
Well, no, nothing. But I think it's your nuttiness that he's sort of responding to or recoiling from.
I'm not, like, nasty in bed. It's sex. I'm not like, ooh, spanky baby. It's not like that.
Kelly.
It's not that I'm freaking him out.
All right, you're not listening. Okay, we said that he needs to make a compromise and you need to make a compromise. You need to reach somewhere in the middle. And then realize that every day is not, he can't biologically keep up with that.
Kelly,
he's not up for that.
What do you do? I'm guessing you're working.
Yes, I work.
Going junior college? What do you got going?
I go to college. I'm out of college right now because of the summer, but I work as a sales associate.
Junior college?
No, not junior college.
Where are you going to school?
There's something lower
University
than junior college?
Which one?
University of Colorado.
Yeah.
Huh. Boulder?
Yes.
Is there bipolar disorder in your family, manic depression?
No, there's not.
Have you had any concerns about that kind of thing? Because you're all sped up tonight, maybe just because you're nervous.
No, no. I'm outside. We were bowling.
You were bowling. Oh, okay.
That's the heartbeat.
Drew and I shot a few games, too, before we came in tonight. But sure. We've mellowed out nicely.
Catch, caught our breath pretty quick.
Yeah. All right, what's your average, Kelly?
I don't know. 100? I'm really bad.
Okay. All right, look, here's all I'm saying. If you're sane and you're claiming that you are sane, and
that he won't compromise.
And he won't compromise.
And that's not a relationship.
You break up. This is what you do when you're 20.
Compromise, but
all right. Look, you date. You try to find a match. You do not match up with everyone. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Right.
You people don't understand. You're supposed to test drive many a person before you actually lease. You thought I was going to say buy, but I look at it, marriage as a lease.
Oh, God.
My wife knows it. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure she does.
Oh, what do we got? Well, we got about another 18 months on my lease. And option to buy, but we'll see. We'll see.
When her lease on you is up.
Yeah. Are you a newlywed?
Yeah. No, and I've been married a couple of years. Is that a newlywed? No.
No.
Two and a half years? Something like that. It feels
August.
It feels new because we argue a lot. What's that?
It's a 2 or 3 years because it's August.
It's August.
Yeah, you better
write that down.
You better watch out.
Write that down. Yeah, gotta get down on my cheat sheet. I got a cheat sheet. Yeah. My wallet's got all my good stuff in it. My address is everything.
Let's see it.
You know, I think it's in my bag, but I'll get it for you. It's a good looking cheat sheet.
Can't wait.
Yeah. I actually have the number, my ATM number, written in it. But I decided to cross out one number and just leave three
for
whoever finds my wallet. No, because I figure I can remember the one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And you figure whoever finds your wallet can't try the nine numbers before he gets the money?
No, I don't, Wiseacre, because I'll tell you why. Because you do your thing like wrong like three times, it sucks the card in. But he could get lucky. Uh-huh. And you know my feeling is, someone who finds my wallet and is lucky, take the money. You deserve it. That's why you're lucky. Who am I standing away? Your luck. Literally a millionaire, Drew. I don't care.
We don't care.
Hannah?
Yes.
19?
Yep.
What's up?
I was just diagnosed with HPV, and it caught me completely off guard. And I'm just curious as to how it's going to affect me sexually. And when I do get pregnant and have kids, how's that going to work?
It's not going to affect that significantly.
So that's warts, right, Drew?
Yeah.
You've joined most of the women in Dallas, because most women have this, right? You understand that?
Not the series, though. We were talking earlier about Dynasty and the shows.
I mean, the actual city. You understand that, right?
Right, yeah.
How profoundly common this is.
I didn't know how common it was, but
all right, about half your peers have it. And it certainly...
No.
Yes.
I know you keep saying that, but then everyone says no. But then Drew makes the ultimate argument, which is, well, they don't know they have it, which you really can't argue with. It's like, you don't know you're dead. This is all a dream. I should come back with that one.
That's Dallas.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
The fact is...
So Victoria Principal has warts. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. Okay. Well, at least half that cast of.
Patrick Duffy.
He does. Oh, surely he does.
Yeah.
Oops.
But the fact is that most of the viruses that cause HPV will go away on their own in about 5 years. Those that persist,
new twist.
Those that are persistent are the ones that do cause cervical cancer, and you really won't know which one you have. And so you've got to get regular pelvic exams and pap smears and colposcopies if you have abnormal.
My doctor told me that I have to have surgery because I have severe precancerous cells in my cervix.
All right, so you've got the more severe kind of the wart virus.
Yeah,
that's the one that tends to persist, and it's one that you'll be contagious with forever.
Yeah, that's what she said. And she said it was severe.
So are they going to do a LEAP procedure, or what are they going to do?
Yeah, that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, and that is a certain percentage risk of affecting what's called cervical competency. You know, the cervix got to hold the baby in there, and if you screw around the cervix too much, things can kind of open up.
Is that what holds the baby in?
Well, that's what comes out.
The umbilical cord held
it.
No,
you don't want that happening.
Why that cord? That's like a tie down.
That's tie down. That's what it is.
Well, no. But here's what it was always described to me is, when you see people traveling on the freeway and they have that rack, on top of the station wagon, and there's some camping gear up there, and there's a couple of bungee cords pulled over the top, or maybe a tie down. Mm-hmm. The word cord is right there.
Yeah.
Umbilical cord.
Yes, yes.
It's not umbilical tube,
right?
Or umbilical trough or flume. Mm-hmm. That would be a better name for it. Umbilical flume. The umbilical cord. Cord. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Cord does not. What do you do? Like when someone says, hey, I have this soft drink and I don't want to mess my lipstick up, so I'm going to drink it through a cord. You know what I mean? People will be confused.
So we should change the name.
To umbilical straw.
Yeah.
Straw, hose.
Hose is good.
It's carrying umbilical nutrients and oxygen.
Yeah, we have to. What do they say? We have to insert a breathing cord into the person or feeding cord.
Tube, yeah,
It's tube. Yeah. It's never cord.
All right, so what
corduroy.
So as you said, there's a tie-down component.
Honda Accord.
But the baby's got to come out the cervix, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's got to stay closed until it's time for the baby to come out. That's the bottom line.
So you're saying if that opens...
Until the cord releases.
The cord is the last line of defense.
That's right.
Because if that gives, then the kid's coming out.
Yeah, or none.
So if the cervix is unable to close, the kid's literally dangling there.
He's not
literally
dangling by the cord.
By the cord, like
by
a Christmas
cord.
Ornament.
I see, yes.
Like a crazy vaginal Christmas
tube.
Ornament. Tube, feeding
but,
cord.
It's a common procedure, Hannah. You got to get it done. It's important. These things can become cancerous easily, and you need to get them repeatedly controlled.
Savannah?
Oh, hi, sorry.
17, ooh. We hear that voice. What's up?
Adam.
Corolla.
Oh, explain to Belinda.
You let that go without telling her what that was?
Yeah.
Well, I figured the word had gotten out by now.
Oh, yeah.
Summer's heating up.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yes.
And do you have a swimming pool at your place?
Not now.
No. Oh, no.
No,
you still
and
live
it's,
in Orange
it's,
County?
Yes, yes.
No.
In Dana Point?
Pardon?
You still live down in Dana
Point?
No,
Sherman Oaks.
Sherman Oaks, that's right. By Adam's
no pool,
house.
Though. I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, come to one of my homes and swim.
She's a neighbor.
Well, that's not what
she'll,
I'm
she'll hear the Adam Carolla ringing out through the neighborhood?
Well, okay, you can come over to my place and play Marco Polo,
which
now is going to be called Adam Carolla.
Oh.
Because he's had like
a run.
He's had a long
run. It's
a
good 800-year run with this. I don't know if they played it.
They had above-ground pools. They probably did.
I don't know if they played it while he was alive is what I'm saying. It could have been one of those things that happened shortly after his death.
In the ponds, I'm sure they did.
But all I'm saying is, you know, 800 years of Marco Polo. I don't think kids even know Marco Polo.
Right.
They just think I always assumed it was just a game he played in the pool. I didn't even know it was a human being until like 9 months ago. So I decided, okay, you know, no offense to the Polo family. But, oh, by the way, they have water polo, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's enough.
Yeah.
You know, how much pool stuff do you guys have to have your name on?
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm with you. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Polo.
Yeah, yeah, but
he's going for Corolla. Water Corolla eventually, but.
Yeah, so Adam Carolla, you know?
I got it.
So no
somebody
who's
alive can actually enjoy
it.
Yeah.
Why not? And imagine how thrilling it would be. Well, let's just say if my parents heard that coming from a neighbor's yard. Kids frolicking, laughing, smell of barbecue in the air. Adam Carolla.
Okay, well, okay.
Dad wiping a tear away.
I'll teach my daughter.
Please.
Once
daughter?
She can swim with her eyes closed, she's only five, so... Oh. Once she can do that, I'll be sure that she'll never know Polo's name.
There's
ever.
A little twist to the fish out of water, though. I'm not sure if the five-year-olds are...
No, she can't play it yet, but...
Do you know the fish out of water part of Marco Polo?
Yeah, fish out of water.
That's been modified.
To what?
Well, Drew, you do it.
Nothing to do with naked.
It's bumpy, and I got to say, this is a work in progress.
Maybe we ought to change it right now. Modify
well, as it is now, Drew.
It's Adam's masturbating in the jacuzzi.
Well, you have to say fast.
Say
it
what?
It sounds weird to say it slow. You got to yell it. You got to yell it, otherwise it sounds.
So wait, wait a second. If you're the one who's it and you're blind, you keep your eyes closed.
You
and it's
out.
Adam Carolla.
And
then
Adam,
you can say
Carolla.
Fish out of water.
No, Adam's masturbating in the jacuzzi.
Yeah, that's fish out of water.
Adam's masturbating.
It's what it is now.
So that's what you have to say when somebody's out of the water.
When someone's out of the water.
Or they're misbehaving.
If
you're playing with Adam.
It just means
you're
not playing the game.
You're playing with...
Right.
I can't teach that one yet. Okay.
No,
you give it a couple more months.
But the adults will go for it.
All right. Savannah, I know. Savannah. Sorry, yeah, you got that started, baby.
We got to take a break.
I explained to Melinda.
Hold on 1 second, all right?
Relax, Drew. We're taking a break. Drew, relax. I know what I'm doing. Savannah?
Huh?
You're addicted to sex. You cheat on your boyfriend with 7 other guys?
Yeah.
Yes? Mm. Okay, hold on.
All right.
Melinda Clark here tonight from the OC. She's a good-looking one. We will take ourselves a little break, and we'll get back with Savannah and her many, many men after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Melinda Clark is here from the OC, Fox, Thursday nights, 8 and 9 p.m. Two big fat episodes on Thursday night. That's tomorrow night. And what the hell? There's an old contender I watched last night. Remember Sergio Mora, who we had in here?
He won.
Yeah, he won. The Latin snake.
So he's going to the finals?
No. He won the $1 million.
Oh, my God.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were going to go to those finals.
Well, they were yesterday, and I couldn't.
Did they air it yesterday?
Yes, they did.
Oh, my God.
Drew, you have a TV?
No.
Okay, please.
I live in a cave.
I keep telling you, watch that contender.
It seemed like he was going to win, though, didn't it?
Well, everyone was pretty good and pretty evenly matched. It's kind of hard to it's like flipping a coin and saying like it seemed like it would land on heads.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, good chance could have gone the other way.
That's cool.
I liked him. He was a slick guy and a good fighter.
Yeah.
But, you know, there were some upsets throughout the season.
Did that other guy come back? The guy what was his name, Jonathan?
No, Jonathan Reed, I think, did not fight in the whatever. The
is there
going to
be a rematch of some type?
Looks like there is, yeah.
Why?
Well, the fights were so good.
Really?
Yeah, people want a second helping. Boxers always give rematches to their toughest opponents. For me, those would be the ones who made the list of no rematch.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's like worst vacation. You coming back?
No.
No
way.
No, it sucked. I got to so look at my face. You see a rematch? You want to see a rematch? Find me a guy knock out in the first round.
Rematch.
And we got a rematch. And multiple rematches. Actually, we could do one right now. But the guys I do battle with, the wars, no rematch. That's the way it works. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I am. I'm a puss. Yeah. Savannah?
Uh-huh.
17?
Yeah.
So, speaking of rematches, you did that 7 times with 7 different opponents.
Yeah.
You have a boyfriend.
Yeah, but see, we've only been together for like a couple, maybe like a month or two now. And it's not just him. Like, I've cheated on practically all my boyfriends, and I don't understand, like, why I do it.
And when you say cheat, though, what do you
what
mean?
What does that mean, yeah?
Like, having sex.
Jeez.
Mm.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I mean, that's not screwing around.
Yeah.
Aren't you worried about getting pregnant or disease or...
Yeah, I totally am, and that's the worst part of it, because, like, I think about it a lot, you know, like... I don't know. Sometimes I feel like a guy, like I have a one-track mind or something. Then when I get to like to doing it, I don't feel like doing it anymore. But I do anyway.
Well, that all sounds like sexual abuse to me. Did that happen to you? Did that happen to you growing up?
Yeah, when I was 7 on my birthday.
All right. Well, there you go. That's what it sounded like. Have you had any treatment for that?
Yeah, I did. I got a few years of counseling, but it didn't really help.
Clearly. On your birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday, you're
not special. That's a great, that's an awesome birthday.
Like, who was it?
What did you get? Oh, Barbie's Dream Machine? No, something different. Something different this year.
Susie Bake Oven?
Getting warm.
Furby?
No! Why don't you meet Uncle Lou? Savannah, who did this to you?
My mom's boyfriend at the time.
Your mom's boyfriend.
No.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, at least you know your mom was molested. That's the good news.
That's pretty much a sure thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know she was. She's told me about it before.
Right. That's why she brings the abusive guy into the house.
Yeah. And by the way, hold on a second. I know I never get tired of kissing my, your, and our collective ass, but, you know, people do this all the time. They always say, you guys always say, you know, people listen to the show, they go like, someone calls in and they say they sprained their ankle, and then then Drew says they're molested, and then they say, no, we weren't, wasn't. Then Drew says, yes, you were, and then they say no, and then eventually they just say yes so they can get to the question about turning their ankle. How do we magically know? It doesn't say anything about her mom being molested.
It's about her being molested up there. It doesn't say anything.
No, there's no molestation thing. It's just, I like sex. Yeah. That's all it says, and especially the mom part. How? It's easy. It's a layup. Why? Humans? All the same. All the same.
When it comes to extreme things like
I'm
trauma.
Marginally better than all you, but all you guys, the same. It's all the same. It's the same. Why shouldn't it be? Do our lungs work any differently from person to person? Do the cells work any differently? Do the veins, do the arteries, mucosal surfaces? Does anything work differently from person to person? No. So when you get molested at 7, it's the same. And we all know what your mom was doing when she brings home the guy and molests you. It's easy, everybody. I don't understand why society, or especially the government, has no interest in this. Zero interest. Really? It's all you should be interested in.
Profiling. How dare you?
Yeah. As a government, that's all you would want to know. It's like, give me all the information. Forget about human beings. Let's just say you went to another planet. And you had to figure out how to rule the planet. Like, how do we do this? How do we keep people from not fighting? How do we keep screwed up people from not
getting
procreating?
Pregnant.
How do we keep violent people from not? Just give me all the data you can find on the sneetches. I'll just look. I'll figure it all out. Put it in the computer, pal. Oh, there we go. Oh, so you got to get them into rehab at this age. People that foster kids. Ooh, we got to look at them. Watch out because their parents were abusive and they came from this chaos. It'd be so easy to do, but yet, no, not interested. I know it's all Bush ever talks about. And by the way, is it some sort of prerequisite as a president or leader of the country that you can have just zero interest in any kind of psychology, that the study of the mind is so taboo that it can't even be brought up? That you just sit there and have to sort of wax poetic about Jesus Christ like a retard and, meeting with the clergy and doing all this other sort of BS ritualistic crap that no one else buys. Are we that primitive? Are we that unsophisticated as a society that we'd freak out if a guy said, yeah, I read a book. I read this book once that Freud wrote, and here's what I learned. Or, I, you know what? I got a lot of pressure. I go to the shrink once a week. I got official White House shrink. Comes to me, though. I don't have to go to his office. Is it taboo, or you just got to go pray some more? That's it. Clinton, just get a little BJ and go pray on it. Bush, go blow up a few people and then go pray on it. Everyone's just going and praying on everything? And you really think they're praying? I don't know. Bush, maybe. Clinton, no way. No
Certainly
way.
Certainly makes parenting terrifying. It should be terrifying to people. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't go into it lightly.
Right. You should understand what it is. Absolutely.
It's one of the hardest jobs, and every day I think I'm doing something wrong and screwing her up.
Oh, yeah. But, oh, she's probably smoking right now.
Absolutely.
She's 5?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's lit up. She's doing this thing. She opened the window.
Lysol
everywhere. Yeah. Yeah, no. No one ever brings this up.
Savannah? All right, so Savannah, you were treated for how long?
For about 3 years.
Maybe I'd get back to that therapist because something's gone awry here. And I'd
I had a few different counselors. They weren't really helping me along.
But you need to stay with one person and develop a relationship with that person. But more importantly, you may need separate treatment for sexual addiction because you're heading down that path.
And in the sexual abuse part, I mean, whatever your mom's horrible boyfriend did to you on your 7th birthday is bad, but having your mom raise you is where the lion's share of the damage was done. I mean, your mom's an abuse victim. She passed that on to you, and then she brought home a string of horrible guys, and God knows what biological dad was like.
Mm-hmm.
So these things, it's a collective thing. It's not just a one incident. If you took a super healthy person and came from a nurturing family, abused, had one incident, put them back into therapy and got them back into school,
might be okay.
They probably could shake it off. But this is a whole lifetime worth of stuff for you.
That, and I think you've inherited the genetic potential for addiction.
Well, plus your name is Savannah.
Uh-huh.
Which is, it's not even on my list of Crystal, Tammy, and Cammy. It's the super white trash slutty names, but it transcends the list. It's actually above. It actually doesn't fit on the list. It's that much higher than the list. Do you know what I'm saying? I know it sounds heavy. I couldn't make it on the list because it's like four spaces above the top of the list.
What is it predicting?
Savannah? Uh-huh. It's just, that's just one of those names. Well, first off, Okay, let me explain something. Oh. Savannah is super white trash mom trying to overcompensate for less than average intelligence.
No way, no. Yes. Come on now.
Yes. No, I'm not saying Savannah's, but that's mom.
But there might have been.
You got an idiot for a mom.
No,
of course. No. Yeah, you got a mess.
I can't let you get away with that one.
Yes. Your mom's a mess, Savannah.
Yeah, well, see, I still see my dad, though. I still see my real dad every once in a while.
Where's your mom?
I live with her.
By the way, there is an option that dad is a good guy and that she couldn't hang with him because he is a good guy.
What's mom got going now? Is she nutty?
No, she's kind of dating some guy, I think.
Stay away from him. Stay away.
Something weird will happen. That's what I plan on. But my dad is a complete ass. He, like, hits me and stuff.
There you go.
I was going to say, sounds like the OC, but that goes beyond.
As long as you guys,
it is
cool.
A little OC-ish, but it's like the real OC. No.
Yeah, right.
And this is what those people would really be doing. But Savannah, you got to consider, go back to your therapist. You're 17. It's hard to get involved in a 12-step program under the age of 18. It's hard to sort of do that work. Though, if you're up for it, SA would be a great place for you to go. But get back connected with that old therapist.
Stop acting out.
And stop.
That's really going to help you.
Are you addicted to any chemicals?
I'm sorry.
Huh?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Are you addicted to any chemicals?
I did marijuana for a while, but then it just got in the way of my school and stuff.
And now it's just speed?
Mm. Yeah.
Nothing.
Now it's just speed?
No. You into speed?
No.
Okay. All right. It would be funny if they just spat out a chemical. Isopropyl?
Toluene?
Toluene. Benzenite. Just be funny if they just spit out something off like the periodical... table of whatever. All right. Dylan.
Hi.
Ooh, Dylan the chick.
Mm. All right. What are you
hot? You could be on the OC with that kind of name. What's up?
Well, I have a question, but first, wait, Adam, I love you. You're so hot.
Yeah.
All right. What is your question?
Okay, my boyfriend and I have been doing methadone for the past...
Oh, heroin addict. Okay, well, you're good. Yeah, that's right about it. Okay. You've been doing methadone.
Yeah, and he doesn't have sex with me anymore.
Because he's on methadone.
Well, his sex drive has gone down so much.
Yeah, well, that's
methadone. That's
it makes me feel like he doesn't like me anymore.
No, it's methadone.
Hold on.
Well, particularly when you get over 80 milligrams or up to 120, that's when there's no sex drive.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that's what methadone does. It's one.
Drew, I bet you could beat like 180.
I could do it. I could break through.
Yeah, Drew's so passionate, so passionate, so very passionate and sensual. He's a man of great sensuality. You don't hear sensual used as it pertains to the male.
No, thank God.
It's not something you take out, you know, you card out very often. But for Drew, it's very fitting.
I get that moniker.
Fitting. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Sensual, passionate, Dr. Drew. There should be a cologne. You should have an essence. A scent.
Yeah, it's a new superhero that helps prostitutes. And
Yeah.
Helps the abused and the sex industry.
Yeah. Dr. Naive. Yeah.
Oh, now this is it. Like, come on.
This
is going to be a cartoon.
We will launch that in. We'll do it. It'll be a 1-2 punch. We'll do the new cologne, which is for him, for her, for us, for them.
Yes, for it.
You dump it on your parts. You know what I mean?
For them, yes.
Yeah.
No, but I think this is a Michael Nairn cartoon.
All right.
Right.
Hey, do they make any more of those scents that are for him and for her? To me, it was always like a blouse. It's like a shirt. You know, it's for him. Okay, and for her. I'm like, I don't want it now.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. I'm gonna get back to the superhero thing. How would I dress? Would I have like a big plume?
No. You would dress
fedora?
Like
fedora.
Okay. All doctors in cartoons wear lab coats.
I'd have a lab coat. All right.
Wherever they are.
And a stethoscope.
Yeah. Slung over the shoulder. Yeah. Around the neck. Yeah. Because you're a doctor, you just wear lab coat everywhere.
But in the superhero,
would that be the superhero outfit, or would that be the by day outfit?
Now, that's the by day outfit.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. And then I'd slip into
scrubs.
I'd be
skin tight.
Those aren't revealing enough. You
well,
know?
Skin tight scrub.
We want to see contour. You know what I mean? And
what?
One of those robe things.
Physique contour. Yeah, what about one of those? One of those.
Hospital robes.
Also awesome hospital robes.
Perfect.
Where your ass crack is showing all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And clogs.
And clogs. Nice. I like that. Surgeons wear clogs.
Yeah. What is that?
I don't know.
I don't like that.
They're on their feet all day.
Yeah, I don't feel like I'm going to get hep C from my surgeon. You know what I'm saying?
from strongyloides through his feet?
No, I'm just talking about the kind of guys who wear clogs. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, so now what do I step into?
Hep C on a good day.
What do I step into to turn into that robed creature?
There's a few different. It could be that it could be a medical bag. That's a little Felix Academy.
Like Felix Academy. I like that.
All right. There's something to that. There's also the that curtain where you get changed or something, that weird little room where you give samples and specimens and all that kind of crap.
Mm-hmm.
That could be decent, but I don't know. I have the radiation thing.
Oh, she's got a great idea. I grab the paddles, zap myself, and I turn into the guy.
Oh, like a crash car thing.
Yeah, that's a good idea, right?
Oh, no, that's
good. Paddles around the hospital.
That's better.
Yeah, perfect.
I had it that you were a radiation technician and that you have constant exposure to radiation.
Kind of an Incredible Hulk.
Right.
Doctor.
Yes.
Adrenaline.
Yes.
I get angry. The insurance companies piss me off.
Oh,
the robe comes on.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome, Drew.
Okay.
Oh, I go after those insurance guys.
Let's never
it's
do this.
It's called Marvel.
Oh, you're just snapping lawyers' necks like chickens. Awesome. Melinda Clark
is here. What about protecting the prostitutes?
Oh, yeah. That's part of it, too.
Okay.
Yeah. True. Clean needle program. Yeah.
Clean, distributing needles.
Yeah, condoms.
Snapping the necks of lawyers. Condoms and prostitutes.
Yeah.
And saving the prostitutes.
And the heeshies. Yeah. And the HIV testing, too.
Okay.
We'll take Melinda Clark here tonight from the OC. We'll take ourselves a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Melinda Clark's here tonight from the OC. The bewitching Melinda Clark.
Oh.
Beautifulness, sort of.
Evil?
No. Hot sorceress kind of way. Like what would be on the side of a Mexican's van.
Right.
You know what I mean? Hot.
So if I look at you long enough as sorceress, I'm going to...
It's sort of, it really, it suggests...
I think I've played roles like that.
It suggests, like, hot sex, but there's trouble. There's you're going to enjoy yourself for a certain period of time, a lot.
Then you're going to eat alive.
And then something bad's going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly what all the moms at school think of me, too. Just kind of kidding. There's that sorceress.
Well, she did play a warrior god.
So. Yeah.
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 No, the self-proclaimed goddess of chaos.
What a, by the way, shocking that our resident lesbian here would know something about Xena, warrior princess. Has there ever been a lesbian who's watched that show?
You're a lesbian.
True place, we know.
You're a lesbian. How dare you? What?
Yeah.
Are you judging again?
You cannot judge. It's impossible. But huge lesbo following, Xena. Why not? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what is the appeal?
It's all there.
Of the sort of the Amazon warrior fantasy, right?
I mean, what's the fantasy?
I understand what it is for a guy. What is
it for a
woman?
Good-looking chick.
Yeah, but
she's wearing a leather tunic.
But a guy, it's sort of a role reversal thing a little bit. It's sort of fantasy.
No, everyone likes hot.
Yeah. I'm just saying, the warrior.
It's the leather. It's got to be.
Yeah, they call it the analysts call it the castrating female complex.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah. That's what the symbol is. That's what the warrior.
Mm. Yeah. Well, see, my thing is to hook up with her, and then surprise, surprise, I'd already been castrated by another female.
Yeah.
My mom did that many years ago.
She did.
So.
And your grandma.
And my grandma. So good luck. Swing away with that sword. You'll find no home for it.
Mom,
my grind.
I'm so mad at you. I am so mad at you, Mom.
I told you, Anderson, you cannot leave those mics on during the commercials.
with some Samaras. She's up, 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 up. She's on six. She's already there.
All right, but someone did a PSA about wasn't in the sink.
Put it on hold.
All right. All right, they're going to win. All right. Tim?
Yeah.
You're 25?
Yeah.
Adam,
you are the vicar.
Thank you.
Oh, not anymore.
I'm not the vicar of Christ anymore. I claimed that mantle when the Pope was gone and we didn't have a new Pope, and I thought vicar of Christ, that's a nickname I could, you know,
live with.
It's much better than Brillo Hay.
You are the greatest, man. You are my hero. Yeah, I did a PSA about peeing in the sink.
You did a PSA about peeing in the sink.
Yeah, I did. Because I listen to you complain about these sorry PSAs all the time.
Right.
So, you're 25 years old. Where are you in school?
Towson. I'm finishing up now.
Where?
Sounds like Towson
in Maryland.
Maryland.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is it a 4-year university?
Yeah.
And you did a public service announcement about urinating in the sink.
Yeah.
And what was the public service payoff?
We're trying to get people to
I said water conservation. So star says at the end there, he goes, please do your part. Conserve water. Pee in the sink.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Tim. Tim, the way, I don't know what you're doing in Maryland. You should be out here in Hollywood.
Oh, the man, screw that.
Kind of creative spirit.
Yeah, but that's where I'm staying. And the best don't go to Hollywood.
Where do they go?
Their own thing.
They go to Bethesda?
Where do they do their own thing?
Where do they go?
I'm going to be in Wilmington, North Carolina.
I was going to say North Carolina is really where people are going now.
There's all those songs about you haven't made it, you made it in Wilmington.
You and I have been to Wilmington.
He's not the first person I've heard that, actually.
About Wilmington?
Oh, yeah.
Going to North Carolina to get into that.
Sure. Yeah. No, that's what it is. North Carolina is like what the Seattle essentially was to music about 8-10 years ago. You know, that's the launching pad. Think about all the greats from Wilmington.
Got Katie Holmes out of there.
Katie Holmes was there for like 10 minutes whilst they're filming and then left immediately.
One Tree Hill's there right now.
Yeah, they're there, but they're split and they're all getting out. All right, let's take a little break. Melinda Clark, not from Wilmington, is ironically from the O.C., the O.C.
USS North Carolina is from Wilmington.
We will take ourselves... Okay, Drew.
Remember that?
No. We'll take ourselves a break. Yeah, I do. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Melinda Clark is here tonight. She's the bewitching redhead from the O.C.
And I'm still a little bewitched myself. Did you play a hand in your husband's death?
You know, this is a good question, because when I read the script, it has Julie stealing half of his Ambien and
putting in his drink,
and I thought, okay.
That's a keeper to me. I've got a wife crush up drugs and put him in my drink instead of take him away.
Now, was she actually going to try and kill him? Obviously, you could technically OD. Just have him sleep through turning in the divorce papers.
Right. True.
She reneged.
You were so worked up, it looked like it was an attempted murder.
Oh, she was definitely that desperate.
Yeah. How many Ambien would it take to knock you down,
It's hard to die of an Ambien overdose.
That's what I said, because I tried. No.
Well, Adam can tell you.
I heard a story of a professional athlete who had tried to commit suicide and
with Ambien.
Over, you know, 20, 30, and just woke up a couple days later.
Right. It's hard to overdose on that drug. But you could. And also, you could put him to sleep and push him in the pool.
Right. Ooh. There's all kinds of things that... She definitely did not want to be a murderer. And that was the
mm-hmm. You mean Julie.
Julie.
Say, talk about your character.
Like it's me?
Say Julie when...
Third person.
Julie when... Yeah, that's awesome.
She wouldn't really want
Julie
to.
No, it's never just Julie. It's Julie Cooper.
Yeah, Julie Cooper.
Or Julie Cooper Nickel.
Julie Cooper Nickel would not do that. I do that on this show. Like, Adam would make a fart joke, but not a diarrhea joke.
Masturbation joke, but not a diarrhea joke.
Adam wouldn't make,
he wouldn't.
Yeah. All right, let's talk to Samara. Mm-hmm. And then I want to talk to Rebecca.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Samara?
Uh-huh.
21?
Yeah.
You don't want to. I know it's upsetting. You can drink and vote and be eligible for the draft or something. Doesn't want a boyfriend to give you oral sex.
No.
Hates it.
No, I have a problem with it. Like, I just start to cry.
Uh-oh.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
What happened?
I've been in a relationship with him for like 3 years, and we've been like sexually active for about a year and a half. And I can't have him give me oral sex. I just start to cry. Mm-hmm. But it all goes back to, like, when I was young.
Speak up, Samara.
Okay. Apparently, there's a rumor in my family that one of my uncles, that molested me.
Mm.
But there's no proof.
Well, the proof is your behavior currently. That sort of fits with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of figured that, but...
And by the way, it's not usually, you know, surveillance footage of people getting molested. You just know you were molested because you got molested.
I was very young. I think I was like 1 or 2.
Whoa.
Well, let's just try to... First off, the fact that there are rumors in the family that a other family member molested you means you got a crappy family no matter what, whether there's molestation or not. Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that.
All right, we'll try to figure this out. Yes, you're acting like somebody who was molested. You sound, your voice tonally sounds like someone who's molested. What's going on with the rest of your family? Your brothers and sisters?
I have a younger sister. She's like 10, 11. She's fairly young. But, the rest of my family's kind of, like, messed up also.
All right. So what would you like us to help you with?
Why is it that I can't have him do that?
Because it gives you flashbacks, or at least emotional flashbacks, to the trauma.
Even if I don't know, like...
Even if you don't have actual visual memory of it, there's sort of a visceral memory, sort of a memory left behind in your body memory, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Because by the way, before you had organized memories. Let me tell you,
when you say visceral,
most
our listeners think of that part of the steak that you pull out of your mouth and chew it up to give it to the dog. It's
gristle.
It's tough. You can't really eat it.
Gristle.
I don't know. I just think they would think of that. I'm going to go with that. Samantha?
Samara.
Oh, Samara. Sorry.
Savannah?
I call her Samantha.
But that's
Samara. Oh, Samara. Right. Samantha. Do we need both? Yeah. Okay. Do you know what visceral means?
Yeah.
I knew it.
These phones.
These phones keep
going. They've got to fix these phones.
All right. Anyway, I don't know if she said yes or no.
Okay, sure.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. What does it mean?
Excuse me?
All right. Let's just keep moving on here, Drew.
Yes.
All right. Therapy, baby. Your family's a mess. How about some therapy?
Or how about just avoiding those things you find so upsetting?
How about you just let them give you oral sex and you get used to it?
But I start to cry.
All right, but eventually you dry up and he's able to perform.
Or you avoid that particular action if that's the one that has such a disturbing sort of reaction.
How does he feel about it?
Yeah, we do. He
bullet dodged.
He's pretty understanding. He wants to.
Yeah.
I can just imagine that if that were you.
Yeah, here's how that conversation would go. Go ahead and start explaining it to me.
Okay.
Enough said.
No, seriously.
But
I feel so
badly. Move on. We keep moving.
But I really want you to be...
Listen.
I feel like I'm inadequate again.
Hey, all is forgiven.
Yeah.
That's on you, right?
What? That's what? If you do it to me?
Yeah. I mean, if I can't do it to you, right?
But she can do it to you.
Come here. Get down.
What's that?
I was just curious how how a rumor is verbalized in a family.
Interesting.
Word on the street.
Word on the street is
Huggy Bear came in one night.
Samantha.
Samara.
I mean Samara. I can't. Here's my problem.
Never heard of Samara before.
No, maybe, but here's the thing. I don't care enough. I got to be honest with everybody. I see S A M A, and I'm not completing. My brain's just moving on.
Yeah.
That's where I'm like, you know, the computer that says, did you mean?
Yeah.
When you make up I go to the closest. Yeah. That's really how your brain is. What's the closest to this? And that's why.
Yep.
All right.
Here we go.
All right. What's your nose?
Excuse me?
Samara.
Yeah.
So, what do you mean there's a rumor with your family about molestation?
Basically, I found out about a year and a half ago that my uncle, when he was living with his mother at the house, she kicked him out. And the reason was because he did that.
But who did he do it to?
He did it to me. My grandma kicked my uncle out for doing that to me.
How did they find they walked in on him or something?
My grandma did.
Mm.
And she didn't have him arrested right at that moment?
No. This is,
I don't know. See, that's
albino white trash.
Your mother told you this or your grandmother?
My mother told me my grandma's dead.
Where were you living? It sounds something like she's living in those, chihuahua.
Giant shoe. Where were you living?
I was living with my mom at the time.
All right. Samara.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing, baby. Don't have any kids. Can you not have kids?
No.
Please. Please, no kids. Secondly, a little therapy wouldn't hurt for the chaos of the family.
Be careful with who you're attracted to. You're going to be attracted to difficult people.
And thirdly, look, if there's something you just can't handle,
don't do it.
Or do a bunch of it and see what happens.
Yeah, but she'll get a post-traumatic stress disorder.
She will?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. There's
this
a lot
is a wiring issue. This is not something you can unwire.
You want to you want to do what that would sound like again if you were telling me that?
So, honey.
That's cool.
And it's like.
Let's watch Shiva. No apologies. Let's go.
And when you do that to me, it makes me feel inadequate. I wish I could do it. I wish I was able
never
to.
Again. Never again. So it'd be so easy.
So are victims of abuse manifest in their voice? Are they childlike?
Oh, yes.
They sound childlike.
Yeah.
Yeah. That Marilyn
like
Monroe voice? Yeah, it's a little girl voice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That's kinda
deep.
About your girlfriends.
Yeah.
Think about the crazy ones with the squeaky voice. And then
I'll never
have a couple of wine coolers and start saying, tell me about your stepdad, and have him get weird on you. Just watch. Samantha? I mean, Marissa? Wait a minute.
Oh.
Samara? And by the way, is Samara and Marissa, are these actual names?
Yes. Marissa. You're on, Marissa.
Samantha
Let's go.
And a Samara. We need a Melissa and a Marissa.
Marissa, what's up?
Jesus Christ.
Speak quick before he goes off about your name.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
What's happening?
I have a quick question for you.
See how different her voice is than somebody.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead. I mean, see, Marilyn Monroe was severely sexually abused. And then,
right.
And people automatically, our culture said, no, accept that as that's a healthy vocal quality for a female.
Right.
No, that's a sign of severe abuse.
Mm.
All right, Marissa, what's up?
Okay, well, back in February, I was going down on my boyfriend, and I dislocated my jaw. And I had to go to the emergency room, and, well, several hours later, everything was fine.
Let me describe people what that means. The jaw gets locked open.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
So she's walking in with her mouth wide open, and they have to—they shoot her with some Versed or something.
Yeah.
Doctors
Versed.
Go from behind and just
snap it shut.
Snap it back.
Out. Wow.
No, it's actually
that doesn't.
It's like a rubber. Like
it sort of it slides back, and if
they
have to
snap
push
it
down.
Shut.
Not snap it shut. It's
push it
back
down, but that doesn't damage the penis at all.
The penis.
Or is she finished by
no,
that?
No, first you excise the penis.
Huh?
Yeah, you remove the penis.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. So, now, did this interrupt the BJ?
Did I what?
Did this interrupt the BJ? Did the guy finish?
No, obviously
well,
that's not.
Well, now it's a tragedy, right?
Yeah. Well, now there's multiple victims here. It's not just...
I know. Lose situation.
All right. So, you actually had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, I went to the emergency room and... $3,000 later, it was all good.
Yeah. Now, let me just explain the difference between men and women.
Melinda
has
a question about it first.
I got something to say first.
Well, she has a question first, real quick.
I got something to say.
All right, you say it.
My thing is a man would not go to the emergency room for this. He would shut his own jaw. He would not do it, and neither would his buddy. If
well,
these were guys,
here's the thing about
like,
guys.
No, I'll get it shut.
Right.
I'm not going to spend $3,000.
There was a famous story at the county hospital at work. It was a guy that got priapism.
Penis.
And, yes. Penis got hard and painful and wouldn't go down.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing. The woman's going to go to the emergency room, He won't do it. He started smacking, trying to do it. He finally just closed it in the window and ruptured it.
No. Slammed it in the window.
Are those urban legends?
I had another guy who actually also fractured his penis. I interviewed this guy. And they heard this huge snap while they're having sex because he pulled out and...
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, my God, you got to go to the emergency room. And he was like, no, until.
It blew up.
Yeah.
All right.
Then you do that
now
to
that's
guy.
Not an urban legend. That, window, maybe.
That's when he runs into the emergency room.
All right, Melinda, I'm sorry. You had a question involving
Aura. No,
for her.
For
Marissa. Her. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Marissa?
Yes.
So, Julie Cooper from the OC has a question.
Yeah.
I was just curious if he's quite endowed.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Mm.
Hate this guy.
I mean, I think so. Right.
I could get mine caught between Madonna's gap. And half.
You think so, Marissa?
Well, I don't know.
Broke your jaw on him.
Wow.
Okay. You're not in a position to sort of make that assessment?
It's really, this is up there with killing a man with your hands, you know, like in the ring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not, it's one of these titles that no one feels great about, but there's a certain amount of pride. Like, as a guy,
you
I mean, you just love this. Like, what got you out of boxing? Killed a man in the ring. You know what I mean?
With my hand.
Yeah.
Let's see if she
destroyed a woman's jaw. Scared. With my hand.
Well, let's see if this guy has caused any other trouble.
Uh-oh.
Has he ever done this to somebody before?
No, no, actually, I don't.
You sure you didn't just go, oh, here we go. Gotta get some Versailles. Let's go.
I'm sorry?
This didn't happen. He didn't yell, like, not this again, and then go for his kit.
No.
Are you afraid to do this now?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you still with this guy?
No, actually, we just broke up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you afraid to re-enter that ring?
Yes, I am. I haven't done it since. I pretty much have full range of motion in my jaw again, but I'm wondering, am I going to be more susceptible now to dislocating my jaw?
Well, if for no other reason, you know this can happen.
All right, and please do not share this with the next
guy.
Next Mr. New Oral.
Yeah, this is like, I wasn't planning on it.
Because it will come out at some point, and then the poor guy's going to be like talking to one of his friends and be like, Marissa won't perform orally. What happened? She was molested. Worse. Worse. Much worse. Like, oh, what happened? My old boyfriend was so endowed, so girthy, hung like a paint can. That try she might to perform oral on him, eventually had to just be rushed to the hospital because
just to think about the jaw's dislocation.
Yeah, awesome. Starting.
Rebecca?
I just want to talk to Rebecca up here for a second. Rebecca?
Yes. Hello.
Hello. You're 18.
Yes. I have a problem.
All right.
I think that, well, actually, I'm not really in love with this guy, but I've been with this guy that's 32 since I was 14, and I'm 18 now. But I got with him when he was 28, so.
Right. 14 and 28?
Yeah, it's just not.
It was a different time. It was 2003, two, something like that.
Rebecca, you're gaining some insight into how creepy and disturbed it is that a guy that age would be with a 14-year-old?
Yeah. But see, the thing in my life, it's that, like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm on Love Live, but.
Well, thanks for bringing that up.
Like, the people in my life, they all knew that I was with him, but nobody really cared. Like, even my mom knew.
Hold on. I've been wrong the last 10 or 12 times I've shouted this out, but I can tell a Jew. I know. I know this
Jewish
is a
family.
Jewish family.
Yeah.
Absolutely, 100%. I know I've been wrong.
14-year-old daughter with 28-year-old guy?
Yeah. Parents know about it. Rebecca.
Uh-huh.
Well, is that one other possibility, too?
Asian.
Yeah.
You're Jewish or Asian?
I'm white.
I can't believe it. No one in your family's Jewish.
Nope.
I don't believe it, Drew.
Shut up.
Believe it. You know, my instincts are usually pretty good about everything else. But my have to be either Jewish or Asian thing. Pow! I am I'm like 0-25 on that. I cannot believe it, man. All right, well, see, it just goes to show you the stereotypes.
Yeah,
they're not right, not right at all. You know, Rebecca.
Uh huh.
Drew, you ever feel like we're just doing our own little radio show for us, and no one else knows what we're talking about?
90% of the time,
including people who work for the show. 90? That seems like a low estimate. Yeah.
Huh?
All right. So, Rebecca.
Uh huh.
Not Jewish.
Nope.
Man.
All right, so what's the question?
How do I get over this guy? Because I still like him, because I've been with him for about 4 years.
Well, this is like any other 14 to 18-year-old relationship. You don't know how to be
out of it.
You're
not together with him currently?
No, I left him.
Oh, good.
Oh, you did.
We used to fight a lot, and it got pretty abusive. Like, I would hit him, but then he would end up kicking my ass.
Okay, not a Jew, not Jewish. I gotta call her a liar. I'm calling her a liar. When
I'm
I hear about
lying.
The physical violence, when I hear about the huge age separation
could
and the parents condoning it, I just know what I know.
I have a question. What kind of parents let their kids with Michael Jackson?
Jews. Jews. All Jews. True, am I right? They're all
parents.
Jewish.
Right.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
They haven't, you know, the family that's on trial right now. Yeah. All Jews. Or Asian. It's Jew or Asian. It's always Jew or Asian. physical violence. That's Jew, substance abuse, but
even those parents were supplanted by Rebecca's mom.
All right. So, yeah, horrible parenting, by the way, Rebecca.
Yes.
Where's your dad?
He's at work right now.
Where's he work?
He works at some company in Hollywood called.
Doing a little graveyard post work.
Yeah, I think you know my aunt, by the way.
Oh, oh yeah?
Well, let's embarrass her by bringing
that
up.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me your name.
Her name's Bonnie.
Oh, don't block that out, Anderson.
Really?
Names.
Why do we know that?
I don't know. But you want
to? I don't know. She wanted me to know.
Remember the professor that ended up being a librarian. I mean, your guy with the beanbag chair ended up being a librarian.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. That wasn't a good experience, was it?
No, but I don't even know who she's talking about. All right. Anyway, we're dear friends, me and your aunt.
Oh yeah.
So anyway, Rebecca, this is a good thing. This guy got you way too early. This is abuse, obviously.
No. You've left him. Good thing.
Good thing. And now the healing shall begin.
Yeah, give it some time. Date some people your own age. I wouldn't say necessarily anything has to be done at this point, but any relationship between a 14- and 18-year-old, from 14 to 18, is difficult to get over. It just always is. It's all you've ever known. You don't know how to end these things. You don't know how to assess it. You don't know who you are in a relationship. Start dating other people and just be very careful. Realize you're going to be drawn to abusive guys because this guy's really set you up.
I can't. Burbank. Let me do this thing. Did you enjoy your bat mitzvah? Shh. Let her answer.
A bar mitzvah? I don't even know what that is.
I
don't buy it. But
I just thought I could trick her. I said bat mitzvah, by the way. But I thought I could trick her. All right. Drew, I guess once in a while I'm wrong. You know what I mean?
It's hard to believe.
It's hard to believe. It's just hard to believe. All right. Let's say hi to Ashley, who's 21. Ashley?
Hi. How are you?
What's happening?
Nothing, actually. I'm really glad that I got through tonight. I've actually been a longtime fan since, like, I was 12, 13. I actually called in when I was 13, and I sang with Destiny's Child on your show before. It was so exciting. But
you sung Say My Name?
Yeah, you remember that?
Say my name, say my name.
Oh, my
if no
God,
one is around you, say, baby, I love you if you ain't running game. Say my name, say my name.
Hold on, Anderson, stop it for a second. Ashley, shut your pie hole so you can hear you singing with Destiny's Child.
You know what? That's her singing on the actual, talking on the actual drop.
Oh, she's talking on the thing? I was yelling at a 13-year-old Ashley?
Yes.
I thought she was singing with her, though. And
she's saying,
she
like, oh, my God, I can't believe this.
Oh, she was...
Say my name.
Oh, my
no
God.
One is around
it
you.
It is her.
Say, baby,
same
I
voice.
Love
yeah.
you if you ain't running game. Say my name. You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby. Why the sudden change? Say my name.
There she is again.
She's doing
Well, somehow
it.
It's satisfying that after 8 years you finally got a chance to yell
I
at
got
her
to
for,
yell
do,
at
for doing
you.
That.
I didn't want to yell at you at 13. I probably did. I can't believe there's my voice. I must be on a third track yelling at you.
Oh, it's totally okay. I love you guys. It's awesome.
Wow. I do remember that. Destiny's Child came in here. We met them at the Teen Choice Awards.
Yeah, yeah.
They were very young, fresh.
Yes,
fresh-faced gals. They came running up to us. They said they're dying to do the show. We said the radio show, and they said, what radio show? We want to be on MTV.
Right.
We're like, well, you can do the radio show. And they came in, and they were sweethearts, and they were singing their ass off. Yeah?
Yeah, and at the very end, I came in and sang, and I knew the words, and they were all amazed. Like, wow, how do you know the words?
I remember that.
Yeah. Anderson didn't keep that part of the call because it was flattering.
That is awesome.
So what's up tonight?
Wow.
Well, yeah, okay,
that's enough. Hold on.
Come on.
We got to take a break.
All right.
Wow. She was 13 when Destiny's Child was in here?
Is that what she said?
She said she was 13.
I blocked
that
part out.
8 years
blocked
ago.
It out. I don't want to hear it.
Could have been 8 years ago.
96.
Yeah, that's when MTV was.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Ashley?
I was actually 16 when I sang with
All right, Anna. Much better. Much better. Phew, 5 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, 5 years ago.
Okay.
I'll hold on. I don't care.
All right. You have no choice. Here's the other thing, too. It's weird, too, because she didn't sound 13. She sounded like her now.
Right.
She
same
came
voice.
Into, came into yeah. puberty or something like that. Oh. Let's
Adam.
Take a
Corolla.
Yeah, yeah. Let's play like we're in the pool.
Shut up.
You're it.
Let's
you're
take
it.
A break.
No, go ahead. Michelle's it.
Adam.
Close your eyes.
Shut
Corolla.
Up.
Corolla.
Adam.
Corolla.
Shut up.
Adam's a 2,000 rating.
Oh, hey, yeah. See, she got it.
Yeah. Melinda Clark is here tonight from the OC. That's how she does it in the OC. Take yourselves a... They play Adam Carolla instead of Marco Polo. That's how they do it in the OC.
I heard. Take a quick
break.
Montage, all you hear.
We'll be right back with Ashley after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Just watching the TV through the window in the other studio.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. It's my favorite commercial. Melinda Clark is here tonight from the OC.
You want to describe what that favorite commercial is?
I'm obsessed with these commercials. It started many years ago with that all these sort of disclosures on the
like
do not
after
attend,
the drug, after closed. The drugs.
Yeah, well, that one, that's one thing. But all the automobile ones where they can't show a guy driving down a street without saying, professional driver, do not attempt close course.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff isn't stunt driving. It's just actually driving a car you can't
right.
do.
And right. some of it is as far the other way. It's just computer generated.
And then there's the Toyota Tundra one where the guy's actually jumping his Tundra over like 40 buses towing a ski boat in the air six stories, and it says not an actual representation of Tundra towing capacity, and then it says close course, and then it says do not attempt. And I just realized, effing attorneys, god damn it, they screw with everybody all the time. There's nothing in our society that they don't put their stink on.
They're kind of motivated by these silly fraternity pranks, almost.
They're, yeah, yeah. Well, people are stupid yeah. and do stupid things. In Europe, they're called idiots or victims right. or whatever you want to call them.
Stupid.
Here,
they're millionaires yeah. because they sue their way right. because they saw something done in a movie and they tried it themselves.
Now, this particular commercial
is a Subaru commercial. It's a new Subaru commercial where they're touting the excellence of the all-wheel drive Subaru, and they're showing other cars driving down the street, front wheel or rear wheel drive, just either rear wheel ones actually doing sort of a wheelie all the way down the street, and the front wheel ones basically all the way to the car on the front or on the rear, and the yeah. back off the ground 10 feet. And then it says, do not attempt. As if that was a possibility. Is there like, you know, like when you saw the movie Fantasia, did they have a disclosure? Do not attempt to summon mops.
Well, they've got to have that now on movies too, of course.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Of course,
it's
Kirby,
like,
the love bug.
Oh,
yeah.
Do not attempt.
Do not talk to your
car.
Do not attempt to wheelie your car down the street. Do not attempt to drive on the front wheel solely.
Do not attempt
of
to sit
car.
In the back seat and have your car drive you where you need to go.
That's
on a race
right.
course.
That's right. And I just realized, lawyers, and you guys don't even realize it, just destroying everything from having to drink out of a paper cup to, you know, that great big yellow iron on the visor of your nice car that it tells you about the airbag safety and all that crap. I tried to get one off with a heat gun and actually burnt a hole in my visor the other day and went insane.
Which car?
It was BMW.
Oh.
It's, I want to kill these sons of bitches.
Oh.
People have invaded our lives with their crappy disclaimers, do not attempts, and all this everywhere. Can't we rise up? What can we do? I would love it if Subaru said, are you high? We're not putting that on this thing because it's physically impossible even really to attempt it. Like, if you were going to attempt to drive your car like it was a wheelie van from the 1970s, what would you do? Pop the clutch, install it, or peel out a little bit? How would you attempt to get the front wheels off?
It is and then drive.
Physically, mathematically impossible for you to do it in any commercial vehicle. There's no 500-horsepower Ferrari that could even get the front wheels an eighth of an inch off the ground. Impossible. Does not work. So why do you have to put a disclaimer against the impossible? And how about somebody standing up and going, hey, pencil pushers, you geeks, you're high. We're not doing it. How about that?
That's the point, is if the companies had some huevos, they could not do
yeah,
it.
How
they
about,
don't have to. No law that says they
hey,
have to do
How about Subaru
it.
Says, no warranty. We're doing a nice commercial. No disclaimer. We're doing a nice commercial here. We don't want to screw it up with this distracting white lettering, and we're not going to do it. And by the way, if someone tries to pop a wheelie in their car and sues us, they're going to lose.
You know, it's symptomatic of something that's happened throughout our society is we don't have any huevos about anything.
No.
The FCC thing now.
No.
With all the cable stations is a very similar thing.
Nobody's got, I'll tell you something. Whenever they have, like, they would do it over at Kimmel once in a while. Every year, if you're in any kind of production, work anywhere with more than, like, 4.5 people, yeah. You have to have these sexual harassment sensitivity meetings where everyone's got to stop work for 2 hours and then go sit in some big room while some frigid bitch who never gotten laid a day in her life talks about what, and asks adults, can anyone tell me what sex? Oh, shut up. You'll know when you're being sexually harassed, and you'll take care of that person. Do we all have to stop work and have a meeting? And what do we need to learn as, 40-year-old adults? What? Sexual harassment? What is this? Yeah, no. A chick walked, secretary.
She asked for it.
I was asking for it. I was just playing when I pulled her skirt up over her head and started spanking her in the conference room. Really? There's a law against this? Here's all I'm saying. Everybody, here's what everyone needs to do. I do it. I want you all to do it, too. Stand up. Stand up. Next time your business says there's a mandatory sexual harassment, now, I'm not going. And here's why I'm not going. You need to prove there's a reason I need to go to this meeting. I need to have some priors. There needs to be something in my past that would suggest that I'm dangerous and liable to sexually harass. I have a clean record. I'm a good employee. And no, I'm not going to stop work and go attend this meeting because a handful of idiot lawyers want us to do it. No, let's all not go. And if you all don't go, then what? They fire everybody? No, they don't fire everyone. They get over it and they move forward. Just don't go. Just have everybody on the floor go, no, we're not doing it.
And turn left on the green arrow, the red arrow.
And let me say this, too. And here's, I believe you could win this stuff, which is there's a mandatory sexual harassment meeting. Okay, I'm a married man who has zero history of sexual harassment, hypothetically. I'm not talking about me.
No.
I'm talking about one.
Yeah, you were. You
Let's
were.
Talk about a
Let's
guy
say
who
I
didn't
was.
Have any.
Let's
all
say
right,
I
all
was.
Right. Have no. Okay.
No
now,
priors.
I'm not going to the meeting because I'm a born again Christian who's been married for 18 years and I've only been with one woman. I've never so much looked at her. I'm not going to go to this meeting. We're going to fire you. To me, that's a lawsuit. Do you see what I'm saying?
Should be. Of course it should be.
That should be a lawsuit.
Yeah.
You firing me because I'm not going to your crappy sexual harassment meeting about nothing?
Mm-hmm.
And there's no, it's not relevant because I have no history of this. Let's all just stand up. Everyone just stand up. Don't do it. I wouldn't go to Kimmel's ones. I wouldn't go to the Man Show ones. I won't go to them. Just don't go to them. Just everybody don't go. What do you think they're going to do? Fire everyone in the company? No. They'll just say they did it and move forward. That'll be it. And we get our dignity. And it's that way with everything. We can do it. It happens all the time. I own a warehouse. The guy, I let the guy out of the lease like a year early, and he wanted me to sign a paper. And I said, no, I'm giving you my word. You can leave. When you're ready to leave, go ahead and leave. Oh, he needed documentation. So I wouldn't sue him or I wouldn't whatever. And I said, no, I'm not going to give it to you. You want to get out? Get out. I'm not signing anything. You have to take my word for it. And he left, and who cares? We could all do that. We all don't have to go running to the lawyer and get the stuff drafted up all the time. There's something called dignity.
Oh.
We could all have dignity.
No.
It'd be awesome. But we got a handful of a-holes effing it up for all of us. And instead,
well, they have their rights. How dare you? They have rights.
We need to crush them. We need to crush them like roaches. You understand? There's 1% of society that's effing it up for all of us. And instead of crushing that 1%, we all just go ahead and conform. All right, all you guys who've never sexually harassed and never dreamt of it, we're going to a meeting. Put your pencils down. We're going to kill 2 hours in the middle of the day. Think about what that is times productivity times all the workforce in this country.
Ridiculous.
All the big corporations. Oh, Pepsi. Oh, yeah, Pepsi, you got...
how about the money they spend setting that all up?
Pepsi, you got a million people you employ. You got it. You know, what's it cost Pepsi? What's it cost GM? What's it cost Ford? What's it cost any Sony? What's it cost any large company? Just sexual harassment every year? That's a couple million bucks.
Well, it seems like it was corporate America that really started pushing this, but even small businesses now.
I know. It's ridiculous. It's like,
but
please.
We live in this society of assignment of blame.
Right.
There's no such thing as an accident, and we can't have closure until somebody pays for an accident.
Let's all drive through those godforsaken red left turn arrows that don't do anything in the middle of the night. Let's not go to the sexual harassment meetings. And if you own a company and they want you to put a disclaimer that says do not do a wheelie in your Ford Taurus, don't put it on there. Let's just not do it. Let's see what happens. I bet magically a lot of it goes away. And listen, that part where you're going to get fired if you don't go to the thing, don't go to the thing. You're not going to get fired. They just say that. You think they're really going to fire an employee because he didn't attend that meeting? Absolutely not. And by the way, there would be a lawsuit. Of course. I never went to those. Don't do it. Everyone just stand up. Just stand up with me and don't do it. All right.
Take a break.
All right.
No, no. It's right. Thing.
Let's take a
take
break.
Call, take a call. Quick.
Drew learned in college that finishes aren't bad.
Yeah, and Ashley's the singer with Destiny's Child.
Oh.
So yeah, Ashley. We're still waiting for it.
Sorry, baby.
All right, here you go. No,
it's totally okay. Okay, I actually had a question kind of for Dr. Drew, but I'd like to hear what Adam has to say too, of course.
Yeah.
I'm not used to public speaking.
I've been listening to the show for a long time, and I've noticed that in the patterns of when you're talking about sexual behaviors and the way people prefer things in their bedroom and stuff, I was taking a human sexualities class where we learned about paraphilias and both coercive and non-coercive, and I noticed how you guys are really, really...
What does she call it?
Coercive and non-coercive.
No, did she pick...
That's an old name, paraphilia.
And what is that?
Is that what it's called?
No, there's different diagnostic categories now, but that's what they used to call it.
They used to call what?
Yeah.
It's abnormal sexual behaviors.
Oh, okay.
And they're considered abnormal, right? Now, so for some reason, I've noticed you and Drew both associate, like, of some sort of abuse with those behaviors, correct?
With pedophilia, yes.
And with pedophilia, but not with any paraphilia, period, any kind of sexual preference, like...
No. We talk about the... I mean, this is it's pretty well established that fetishes and that kind of paraphilia are some sort of attempt to deal with overwhelming emotion.
Yeah.
And it's a distraction to deal with heavier feelings in the setting of intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're saying is, you know, maybe something happened to you that, you know, you needed to distract your attention with this, or it's just part of the construct of your relationship with your parents. It sort of wasn't quite what you needed to continue a healthy development.
All right, so it doesn't need to be wholesale abuse,
but
there's usually something you could trace it back to when the guy wants to beat off on
right. God knows
hats.
They're going to find genetic correlates with this.
Wear hats.
Everything with human behavior has a genetic element and an environmental element.
Well,
Linda,
why don't you wear a hat anymore?
Anymore?
Well, women used to wear hats. You know,
I do actually.
You do?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Okay.
Well, and during the day, sun.
Okay.
Okay. Right. So my question then is it okay or healthy to like for women to like things, you know, like being dominated, like being, you know, spanked or.
Well, this is a little rough trade,
as Drew calls it off the air.
A little
perfectly normal,
that's not
perfectly
fetish.
Healthy.
Fetish means you have to do this thing in order to function sexually.
Okay.
And when people start going down the fetish path. Usually, because it was originally designed to distract from intimacy, lo and behold, it does that in your adult life, too. It takes you away from the intimacy so you can tolerate being sexual, but it ends up being something that ultimately becomes a preoccupation in sex and moves you away from the intimate encounter. So if you're going down that path and you can control it, you should, because it becomes a compulsion eventually. If you can't function without it, you might want to look into it.
Melinda.
Fetish, Ashley?
Most of that. That's what she's got.
Potching.
Yeah. Most women like a little tap on the ass once in a while. Yes?
Not Melinda. How dare you? Dare you?
No? Just a little, you know, little tug on the hair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No. Ashley?
Okay, well, thank you so much.
She's running away.
All right. Do you have any fetishes?
Well, yeah. What I mentioned, of course, the little tug on the hair. They're nice, but nothing that I need.
But here's what does happen. If you need heavy sort of physical arousal, like some sort of aggressive acting out, that is a sign that you were physically abused in childhood. That is one of the things that happens when people are physically manhandled.
No. Yeah, we're talking about, you know, punching somebody, not,
right,
you know,
not
what
just
I do when I hit one of my bitches with a slipper.
Mm-hmm. A slipper.
Yeah.
Dude, that's gay.
Wiffle bat.
It's my move. Guys, wiffle bat. Slipper. It's sort of what the whip and the pistol is to the lion tamer.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I am in the bed. Slipper.
Sure.
Wiffle bat.
Yeah. Great. Sparkles.
I'm going to go home now. My husband's.
Oh, yeah. Get the slipper, buddy. We will. And not the fluffy bunny side of the slipper, but the tread part. The business end of the slipper.
Yeah. The non-skid.
The non-skid part of the slipper. That's the business end.
Working it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We'll take ourselves a little break. Melinda Clark here from the OC. Yeah. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Melinda Clark is our guest tonight from the OC.
Hey.
found out that Melinda's mom's a ballerina and dad's a soap star. Mm. So jealous.
He did the pilot of Days of Our Lives in 1966.
Wow.
He retired. He got tired of the drive from Orange County.
Really?
How long ago did he retire?
Last year. 38 years.
Wow.
Same one?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, he was Dr. Rex Dexler?
Yeah.
Who was he?
Mickey Horton. Yeah.
I gotta get up, keep up my stories, because I'm not...
My stories.
I remember the closest I ever got to the soaps was during the Luke and Laura whatever, and I probably had about the most time I ever had on my hands, and there was a little dabbling in it, but even then, it just...
That was early 80s, or late 70s, early 80s?
Sorry, my Subaru commercial is
on again.
Is back on again. Yeah, so let's see if we can see the warning this time. But our soaps have always been popular. Like, there's always a place for them. I don't know how it goes ratings wise. I can't imagine.
It's definitely dropped off, but it's still very popular. But some of them have gone beyond being soaps now.
What are they?
Just the storylines are so extreme.
Really?
Like robots and midgets and stuff like that. Yeah, you got to keep moving. Yeah. But if you think about it, like back in the day, for like the first 50 years of soaps, here was their competition at 1 in the afternoon on a Tuesday. It's like, hi,
sure,
I'm Ben Hunter.
Yeah.
Some fat guy sitting on a Barca lounger in front of a fish tank.
Yeah.
We now return you to the Chisholm Trail. Yeah. Starring Howard Johnson Jr., John Wayne Jr., and a young Shirley MacLaine. Mm. Please enjoy the rest of this commercial free. And some black and white crappy, like, there was nothing.
What do you mean black and white? We didn't have color TVs then.
There wasn't anything to watch. Like, you were screwed. Like, you would actually have to watch. You'd be 9 years old. You'd be watching a soap just to see if you could see a little cleavage or something. Maybe someone would get punched.
Do you remember when if you stayed home from school, what you'd see is like films from the 30s?
I am convinced that it was all part of a conspiracy to punish those who stayed home from school.
Sure, to keep you. Oh, yeah.
There's nothing. You know, all there was when you would stay home from school is there was like crappy old films from like the 40s that would run.
But things that no one ever saw.
And then there were soaps.
It's a little before my...
And then, then there were soaps. And then there were these ones. There were always all these commercials about learning to work in a doctor's world, learning to work a computer.
Right.
And they're like, Wally Thorpe, School of Trucking.
Yeah.
Dudson. How do I know? I'm Debbie Dudson. Yeah.
There was the Mickey Mouse Club.
That was later. It was like 3 o'clock. Yeah, you went to school. You don't know. You know, you stay home. There ain't... You're just nothing on. You watch TV anyway. That's the beauty
of
it.
Sort of uncomfortable and things that like shouldn't be on television. Not that they're offensive. They're just sort of hard to watch.
Well, when you're 9, you love old Dorstay movies. You just do.
But you wouldn't even... that stuff hadn't made it to television yet.
Oh, well, I was watching that stuff. I wasn't watching stuff from the 40s. And then God Love Speed Racer would come on about 2 in the afternoon. That was my savior.
Well, there was all those weird sort of Japanese cartoons coming in the afternoon. Simba. Yeah.
Kimba.
Dangerous waiting just ahead.
Yeah, Speed Racer. Yeah, Kimba the White Lion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shit. Yeah, his baboon buddies. They were smart.
Ran like this.
Yeah. Jen.
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yeah.
Remember Kimba the White Lion?
What?
Okay.
No,
okay.
Huh?
What's going on, baby doll?
What's up?
I'm calling because my boyfriend and I, we used to have really great sex when I was getting off when I was on top.
Mm-hmm.
But that stopped, and I'm not getting off that way anymore, and I can only get off during anal sex when I have, like, a vibrator on my clit. And that's the only way I can get off now, and it's kind of frustrating.
Are you on medication?
I actually just started Lexapro.
This problem's
been going on like since before then.
Yeah. Well, Lexapro will worsen that problem probably.
Yeah.
Because it makes it more difficult to orgasm on the serotonin reuptake drugs.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
But God bless Jen. She's like someone, like, they said there's, she's like announced there's no prison that can hold me kind of thing. Like, there's no orgasm that can escape me. Yeah. A lot of people have said, hey, I've lost my libido. No, get the vibrator and the water-soluble lube. Let's go. I will not say die. What's that?
You don't need lube.
No lube. Fabulous.
I have plenty of my own lubrication.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, it's called dinner. You don't want to produce the lube down there. You know what I mean? Am I right, Jerome? Well,
you're right, Adam.
Thank you, bud. Yeah. All right. Now we return to your doorstay. Rock Hudson, boy crazy. 1954. All right. Yeah, all right. Well, Jen, maybe you should check into getting a little, Seroquel, Serotone, Seropop?
Well, Butrin, Remeron, Serazonin is likely there to cause the problem. And maybe it's because you're depressed that you're having the problem now. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Are you doing anything else? Any drugs or anything?
No, not at all.
How long have you been having this problem?
It's been going on, I want to say, like, maybe 2 or 3 months now.
Gained or lost weight, anything like that?
No, it stayed about the same.
Changing your exercise pattern?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. All right.
My prediction is it should come back. Is it changing your relationship at all?
Mm-hmm.
That's a really key thing.
Anything?
Well, we kind of were arguing a lot, and then we broke up for a little bit. All right. Just like a week, and then we got back together.
I think that's more where the issue is.
Yeah, it's time to go. 22. You've been together long enough. All right.
Linda Clark.
Yeah, everybody. Let's take our social
8
break.
And 9 o'clock.
I wonder what the boyfriend was.
I know. What he's thinking.
Is he? Yeah. Or is
for the first 2 weeks, and then
it's like, a little bit.
Man, yeah.
Well, she was taking care of it before. Now he's got to do a little work.
You know the other commercials they used to run during those when you stay home?
Yeah.
You can own land for pennies an acre up at Montrose Pines. Nothing. Lakeview's. They were selling acres of forest. Yeah, they're still. Now it's Eric Estrada. Back then it was just a 7-year-old Eric Estrada. Didn't know who he was. We'll take ourselves a quick break. Be right back after this. Well, that's it, y'all. Melinda Clark, everybody, the OC, 8 o'clock on Fox, 8 and 9.
8 and 9, yeah, I guess
Thursday
they're repeating.
Nights, Fox. Good seeing you again, baby doll.
Nice to see you again.
Great
I'm going to crash your party.
Great to see your neighbor. Come on down.
Yeah.
I won't be there. Drew may. We will take ourselves a little extendo break, and until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.